Welcome to the Good Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Brown Jr., and this is the podcast that brings you real and raw relationships. And today I have a very special guest with me. It's actually my uncle, Uncle Jimmy. How you doing today, Uncle?
Doing good, dog. You know, just hanging out with you guys, man. You know, trying to see who the fucking coolest. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, it's real and raw on this, so... this is actually season 3, episode 1. So look forward to hearing more new music. Look forward to hearing more new exciting guests. And of course, make sure that you tune in to all the special advice that you'll be receiving from these guests. So I'll go right into the podcast with my first question for Unc. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and, you know, a little bit about your most recent relationship.
Most recent relationship. Okay. Damn, that's fucked up when you gotta think about it, huh? Like, we're about past that. What was the other one you asked
me? Alright, so just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty mellow guy, man. You know, down to earth, you know. I hope some pretty women, you know, will check this or out. Give me a call. My number is 612-555. You know, oh, man,
yeah. I mean, you can put it out there if you want to.
No. See, I be having all type of freaks calling me, man. No, I bypass on that, you know. But I'm a pretty cool guy, man. You know, I'm thankful that I have a beautiful family like you guys, man. They're smart, intelligent, you know. You know, you is going to give me my $10 when it's over. You know? When it's over, like, you say you're going to give me $10 and stuff about it. No, I'm just fucking with you. But, yeah, I'm just a pretty cool guy, man. You know, I'm trying to enjoy my life now, you know. You know what I mean? I have a little sadness in my family. You know, my daughter passed, you know. But, you know, things, you know, looking, because I trust God, you know, the things looking, you know, upward in a way now, consisting of feeling sadness, I, you know, gave it to God, and I'm just pushing on now, you know.
So what would you say is one thing that every relationship needs to, you know, work successfully?
Well, me coming from me, you know, remember I told you pass on that last one, man. I got so many damn women, man. I don't know, man. You know, damn, man. Let me try to think of this shit, you know. There's Betty, there's Mary, there's Janet, there's Annie, there's... Oh, what were we talking about? Oh, shit, man. No, okay. But what did you just ask me? Again, you know.
So,
Okay, yeah, I remember now. They probably think I'm all fucked up, so he's fucked up, you know. That motherfucker fucked up. But motherfucker, I ain't fucked up. I'm a smart, sharp motherfucker, boy. You know, but you can see me now, you be like, damn, that motherfucker sharp in a motherfucker, you know. But that's just me, you know. But, you know, every man should want to be sharp. You know, women like to see a sharp, good-smelling man, you know. But what else?
So if you were to, you know, describe what you desire in a woman, what would it be?
Big booty. Big titties. Like to exercise, you know. Like to exercise.
Why is that? Why is exercise a big thing?
Well, it makes the kitty cat tighter, you know. I mean, if you want to tell the truth, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. We're not the yes, it does, motherfucker. You know. You know. But exercise, because I think a woman, a fit a woman and a fit, fitable man, you know, they can work, they can do something, they can work with it, you know. You know, when we say, I'm tired, or I can't go nowhere, you know, I just want to sit down, watch TV and shit, watch videos, that shit old. You know, you want a woman that say, you say, I want to go ahead and she hop up just as fast as you, you know. That's my opinion, you know.
All right. So, do you ever feel like you'll settle down?
What's in, man? I settled down twice already, you know, 3 times you out. So, I ain't ready to go out yet, you know. Yeah, you know, I settled down twice, dog. You know, I had families, you know. I had mistress, I had hoes, I had, you know, I had all type of situations. But now, I just want to be cool, you know. I necessarily got to settle down, you know, just be cool. You know, come visit me, I come visit you, you know, you stay night, I stay night. You know, when time you take your ass home, you go home. And that go for me, too. I'm always sitting around and say, damn, when is ass going home? you know, with same with a woman, you know, when she going home, you know. But, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying? Now, I don't think I'm ready to, you know, to actually say the settle down thing, you know. But I have a partner, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have a partner, you know, we partners. But, you know, marriage don't mean shit anyway, man. It's just a piece of paper, man. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers and got divorced up or and cheating on their partners, you know, and say, well, we married. What the hell that supposed to mean, man? Married. You know, married just a piece of paper. Even, you know, these motherfuckers have been married for years. You know, they know it's just a piece of paper. They just hang with that motherfucker because, you know, they want security. Bam.
All right.
Okay.
So what plans do you have for yourself in the future?
Well, you know, I like to be rich. And I know you can't, a rich man can't get into heaven. But I like to be rich so I can help, you know, buy, you know, build buildings for the homeless, you know, feed the homeless, get motherfuckers off the street, get motherfuckers out of tents. You know, I don't understand, it's the richest country in the world, and we got people sleeping in tents and sleeping on the streets in the richest cities, you know. You know, like, what the fuck going on, man? You know, you staying in a $500,000 mansion and you got, you know, a few blocks from you. What's so cold about it? You got motherfuckers sleeping on the ground. You know, and then the mansion, it just be you, maybe, and your woman in this big-ass fucking house with maybe 27 fucking rooms in it. I ain't saying move a homeless motherfucker in your house, but at least you can build something for them to stay in, you know? And security do fucking work. I don't care how motherfuckers say it don't work. You know, you can build something nice, and as long as you got some good security there, they are not going to fuck it up, you know? And have treatment places, you know, for in the places that you're building for these homeless people, you know? You know, I mean, come on, man. You know, this is America, you know?
I feel exactly what you're saying, though.
Yeah, dog. You know, it's real talk, man. You know, motherfucking talk real like this, man. I love this shit. You know, maybe you get out now more. Somebody else would say, damn, that motherfucker right. You know, maybe we should stand up and do something about it. You know, we got the problem with the ODs, now overdoses, you know, the suicides, you know, I mean. And I'm not just saying I'm going to pinpoint a race. I'm talking about all races, you know. So, you know, and the big thing now out there now is somebody's out there kidnapping, you know, young women, young Native women. I mean, pinpoint it because, you know, a black woman, ain't, you know, she ain't going to be that easy enticed. Maybe with drugs, but, you know, anyone going to steal, he ain't going to want her. You know, he's going to take her back home. But, you know, these beautiful young Native women out here, young girls, not women, girls, are being snatched up. Left and fucking right, man. If you look on Facebook, you know, or just look on the internet and ask about missing Native girls, you know. And, man, you'd be surprised how many of them are. And you wonder where they're going, you know. Are somebody killing them or they, you know, I think it's white slavery, myself personally, you know, because there's so many freaks out there now, you know, that they, you know, looking for beautiful, you know, young women. And you know, they can't do it in Mexico because Mexico, although they're doing it over there in Mexico, but they're doing it here in America, too. And they're not giving a fuck, man, because they're not their race, you know. You know, and it's sad. That's very sad. Very, very sad. I think I should put that out there. You know, these motherfuckers start doing something about, you know, them kidnapping and or killing or whatever, disappearing Native young girls, man, up in South Dakota, North Dakota, you know. It is sad. And I'm a true witness of it. I'm a witness, you know, true witness. I knew people, you know, that's put on Facebook saying their cousins or, you know, somebody in their family, you know, it's missing, you know, then they show a long-ass list of this one, and I'm like, damn, you know. But there are some beautiful Native young girls. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous, just like the beautiful young Native Mexican girls. They're gorgeous, you know, and they don't have no life, you know, other than drinking or doing drugs, meth, or, you know, I don't think crack pretty strong anymore, but meth is, you know, off the chart now, you know, heroin, you know, but... You know, they don't have no life, man. You know, their life only consists, I've stayed on a reservation, you know, in South Dakota. You know, it only consists of waking up, drinking all day, you know, smoking all day, you know, and just listening to wild rock music. Depressing rock music, not rock music that, well, even the ones that ain't depressing, they don't exist no more because the drugs have ate them up, you know. There's not a rock star out there now that's still kicking it. They all have been alcohol or drugged out, you know. So, you know, that's my opinion on what's going on. I'm tired of motherfuckers just not giving a fuck, you know, not caring, you know, all this here America get great again. And Trump just fucked it up more, you know. He just fucked it up more. Racialness. The racial so bad now, people killing kids now, you know. They don't even give a fuck if they're kids now. You know, they used to kill grown motherfuckers or half-grown teenage motherfuckers. Now they want to hurt motherfuckers so bad, they're killing their kids. You know, I mean, and they know that hurt, especially if it's a kid, like 6 and 7 year old. Man, that'll make motherfuckers go kill some motherfuckers out there then. You know, so, and that's more racial. But this guy was Mexican, but still, you know, I mean, you know, they make him want to kill more Mexican, you know. So, it's tough out there, bro. You know, I mean, a lot of people should have these here type of talk shows to get the word out. So, you know, motherfuckers can be real, you know, real talk, as a person say, you know, and do something about this shit out here. You know, but we, you know, America, you know, just fucked up. Black man, white man. White man don't exist no more. The white woman taking over. You know? You know? There ain't no secret. But that's my opinion, Dogtown.
All right. Well, I definitely, you know, appreciate you for coming on. I know you said that you had a little bit of time and that you wanted to be featured on the show again.
Oh, tight.
And, if he doesn't have social tags or anything yet, but he will pretty soon, and you'll definitely catch him on the show more. And, you know, it's just to restate, you know, we mean no offense or anything. Take no offense to what you hear. You know, this is just a real podcast. We just don't, put any lock on what people say, and we just want to allow the freedom and what they're saying, and, you know, we don't want to censor them. And then if you always have questions, they're always willing to have their social tags so that you can reach out to them personally. And then if you are willing to and want to be featured on the show yourself, just to put yourself out there and share your experiences and your relationship, just let me know. And that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you again, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, ain't no secret, dog. I enjoyed it.
And as always, love birds. Stay blessed, not stressed.
No secret. Ooh. Man, I like